Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 40 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 47 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 53 degrees.
You've got a net going. We have a net on EchoLink on Thursday night at 8 p.m. from Michigan State University, from the Amateur Radio Club at MSU in East Lansing. You're welcome to check in and say hello. We usually have about 10 or 15 check-ins, and it's mostly made up of supporters of friends of the Michigan State University Amateur Radio Club, which is in the engineering building in East Lansing, Michigan. Over.
Okay. Yeah, I've kind of noticed that about schools when they have radio clubs, well, mainly colleges, I should say. They almost always have the radio club in the maintenance building or engineering building or something like that, you know?
The electromagnetics research group is around the corner from the shack, and so that's a research interest in the university, and so we try to connect with them. They're interested in 25 gigahertz and above, and we of course can't really get that high unless we're real experimenters. So yeah, we try to keep the radio club open to all members of the faculty, alumni, students. Of course, students actually, it's actually their club, and we support it. We're the friends of the radio club, so we try our best to keep it alive. It's over 100 years old. The call sign Whiskey 8 Sugar Hotel is over 100 years old. Over.
Ah, that's pretty cool to know. I was unaware of that.
Oh, yeah. It was, I don't think I can remember, but it had didn't get a W-8 call until the late 20s or early 30s when they started to actually regulate the way amateur radio stations were operating. And so, we had a 100th anniversary party in 2019. We had a bunch of alumni and friends show up from the old days. And we had a cake and the whole thing. Yeah, you can look us up on the web. It's Michigan State Amateur Radio Club. We have a nice page, Facebook page, Instagram, Groups.io and a Discord server. We try to keep it alive, Richard. Over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of figured, when you have a call that's like that, most of the time, if it's not a vanity, it's been around for a really, really, really long time. Anything that's a letter and then a number when it comes to clubs.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. It had I think the original call was 8YG, like the number 8 Yankee Golf, and that's when people picked their own call signs. And then one time the club was Nancy Uniform 8 Sugar Hotel. That's when before they decided that W meant the United States, and it was North America and United States. So NU was North America, United States. Anyway, interesting history of call signs. Hey, I don't want to keep you if you want to start your net up. I'm looking at your webpage, and I haven't read it completely, but I see you have a bunch of things on there about, I think it's this net, so I got to go read more carefully. I'll send you a QSL on QRZ, and we'll hope to talk to you again soon, Richard. Thanks for giving me a shout. WB9CSP, WADO.
Yeah, send me an email. That way I know when you sent it. Because I hate when I make a contact and then I have to reject it because I didn't get a chance to accept it in time.
Oh, okay. I assume your email on the QRZ page is accurate. Okay, we'll figure it out. Thanks, Richard. 73 WADO clear.
73 at WB9CST. In 2 minutes, WB9CST.
Good afternoon, this is Victor 31 here in November.
Victor 31, Sierra November. How are things down in Belize? I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Pretty good. Just some cloudy.
Ah, okay. Yeah, good to see things are going good down there and you guys aren't getting slammed with another hurricane. But, yeah, it's got you on the list. Not sure if you wanted to check in, but I do have you on there.
Yeah, no problem. So I took first, you guys were at least one degree, so I just picked up the here, November, and I'm like,
well, okay.
Oh, by the way, where are you located?
Yeah, I'm in Paris, Texas. It's an hour and 45 minutes from Dallas, Texas.
55 degrees.
Okay. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Yesterday was not too great, but today's a little bit, a little bit better. But, yeah, it's pretty nice today. It's 76 degrees, sunny, and it's supposed to rain a little tomorrow, but it feels great out today. Yeah, my QRZ is working. I'm good on there.
All right. How are you taking it? This is Victor 31. My name is Julian.
Yeah, run that by me again, and then I'll start the net here.
All right, Julian.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard, WB9CST in Paris, Texas. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, and all are welcome to check in. Today's question, I guess I can ask, is, are you a soda drinker or a tea drinker, and why? So, with that, I'll start taking check-ins, WB9CST.
This is N0OQX checking in, and I would prefer that's for the end of the T-Drink and Calum.
This is... Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Yankee, John in Madison Heights, Michigan.
This is Kilo Kilo 7, Yankee Bravo Papa, Annette in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Again, this is N0OQX in University City, Missouri.
Alright, here we go. I got N0OQX, W8COY, KK7YBP. Alright, let's see, N0OQX answered the question. So what about you, John? Pop or tea? And why do you like either one?
Pop or tea? How many people in the country even know what pop is? That's my other question. And, but of those two, I never drink tea. What I drink more of than even pop or soda is coffee. Nice, strong, black coffee.
Yeah, roger that. That's, you know, I like that. Thanks for checking in, John. Good to hear you, and glad you stopped in. I had something else going on in my ear for a minute. Annette, how are you? Good to hear you so early in the net today, actually. I know you're still working on your extra, so hopefully that's going good. How are things in Idaho? And are you a pop or tea drinker? KK7YTB, WB9CFC.
Well, good afternoon, Richard. Yes, it's going. The extra studying's going. I actually made a date so I can do an online test. So that is now it's down to double studying for the day. Or, well, double studying until I do my test anyways. So am I a pop drinker or a tea drinker? I am actually a pop drinker. I drink Coke all day long. Morning, noon, night, that's it. No water, no nothing, just Coke. Why do I drink it? Well, that's what I've drank since I was about four or five years old. So it's just one of those things of that's what's on the, what I've been drinking since then. I love it, love the taste of it and everything else.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I never thought about it like that. But thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. Sorry, I just thought of something funny. But yeah, thanks for checking in. I'm glad you're here. And keep studying for the extra. I know you'll get it. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything that come now, WB9CFC.
Kilo 6, Victor Papa, Dan in San Jose.
Hey, Daniel, K6VP, how are you today? Are you a tea drinker or a pop drinker is today's question.
I am neither one. By the way, All-Star 48950 doesn't seem to be working. I'm on handy hams today. I quit drinking soda about 20 years ago because I just drank way too much of it. And I used to drink tea, but I quit drinking tea about 6 months ago because it was starting to bother me. Now I just have a cup of half-calf coffee every day, and that seems to do it for me. Q6VP.
Well, that's good to hear. How's the weather doing out there today?
Well, the weather is clear, 65 degrees, 46% relative humidity. It's supposed to get up into the 80s on Sunday and Monday, though. Not looking forward to that. Too early in the year.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you kind of stopped, you know, and glad you were able to check in. Thanks for checking in, Daniel, and I'll have to look into that. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB950.
Yeah, this is KF8, DVM, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Bravo Mike.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Bravo Mike, did I get that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Name is Mike here in Franklin County, near the Madison County line here.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you as part of the net, and today's question is, are you a pot drinker or a tea drinker, and why? And how's the weather up in Ohio today?
Well, the weather is nice. Getting ready to go out and do some fishing here at the Hoover Reservoir. It's pretty sunny, has some clouds overhead. A little cool, could be warmer. And as for the question of the day, I think I would prefer pinhead tea. If you ever had that, it's a green tea. It's very, very good when it's hot. KF8 DBM.
Well, it's good to hear you. And glad some more people are checking in from the Ohio repeater. I thought it was just going to be the president the last time. But thanks for checking in. And I hope you come back. And I need to try and check into you guys' net sometime. But thanks for checking in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CST.
November Oscar 8 Foxtrot to Tony in Madison County, Ohio.
November, let's see if I can get that right. November, if my computer will type, November Oscar 8 Foxtrot. There we go. Hi, Tony, how are you? And are you a tea drinker or a pop drinker? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is November Oscar 8 Foxtrot. Actually, I started out, I've never been a tea drinker in my life, but I had kidney failure, so I had to go on transplant list, and after I got on the transplant list, I realized I had to drink so much juice that I've kind of given up both soda pop and anything else. And drink a lot of water and a lot of juice. So I do still have the occasional soda when I'm out, you know, at a restaurant. But most of the time, if I'm here at home, I'm drinking Gatorades or water or juice. Back to next hole. And away to.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, not getting kidney failure, that's never fun. I've never had it, but I hope I never get it either. Because I drink a couple cans, not all the time every day, but most of the time. So, yeah, I don't want to have that happen. But thanks for checking in. Like I said to the other station, I thought the president was going to be the only one that's part of the net. So, glad you stopped in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now. This is Richard, WB9CS3.
This is NABEK, Bravo, Echo, Kilo, Bonnie in Madison County, Ohio.
Why, hello, Bonnie, NABEK. How are things with you today? And are you a tea or pop drinker? Go ahead.
This is NABEK. I used to be a Diet Coke drinker. I would drink maybe 2 or 3 cans a day. I've kind of weaned myself off from that, and I now drink iced tea in the summer, hot tea in the winter, and I try to drink more water. That's about it. Back to net control.
Yeah, thanks for checking in, Bonnie. Good to hear you and everyone else starting to check in from over there. Glad things are going well for you guys up in Ohio. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CFT.
N-A-W-J-L. Jay in Detroit, Jason. How you doing?
I'll pick up that other station in just a minute. You were pretty noisy. Maybe that'll give you a chance to get in a better spot. Hey, Jay, N8WJL. I know I botched it again. I'm getting closer to getting it, but how are you? And how are things in Michigan going? Are you a pop drinker or a tea drinker? Go ahead.
Well, I'm a pop drinker, but the doctor don't want me to drink pop. He wants me to drink water because I'm a diabetic, and I told my doctor I'm not addicted to it. He said, well, if you must drink it, drink zero. Zero is a zero Coke and zero Pepsi or something like that. So that's what I'm trying to do with it. And we were just talking about you. Me and Al was just, I couldn't remember your name, and he figured it out who I was talking about with you here. Telling me he had, that you have a net going to stay there. So, okay. Back to you, Ricky. This is November 8th, Whiskey. You didn't mean it.
Yeah, I figured I got your call right. I've been remembering as best as I can, so I'm glad I got it right. Good to hear you, Jay, and glad you're becoming a regular when you can. So, always happy about that. There was someone else who tried to check in after Jay. You were pretty noisy, but if you want to try again, go ahead. Well, I guess they lost it, so, oh well. Maybe they'll be able to make it back into range soon. This is WB9CST, Richard, in the Everything Net. Anyone else wishing to check in, come now. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CS2. Alright, thought I heard somebody, but I guess not. Let me ask again. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in, WB9CSP.
Kilo Alpha 6 here, Uniform Bravo.
KA6SGB, hi Ken. Good afternoon, how are things in, I'm guessing, California? Today's question is, are you a tea drinker or a pop drinker? Go ahead.
Well, excuse me while I laugh. Okay, number one, yes, I'm in California. I'm in a little community called Gold Run up in the Sierras, sort of halfway between Reno and Sacramento along I-80. We're sitting up here off the grid, about 3,400 feet. I'm not into tea. Sodas I can drink. I drink a lot of coffee though, probably more than I should. Anyway, very good. Back to you. Thanks for letting me check in here.
Oh, I remember you, Ken. I connected to your repeater a while ago. You're the one who runs the repeater up there that's solar powered, I think, right?
That's correct. The whole place is solar powered, and today we have sunlight, and we are just about, when I last checked a few minutes ago, we were about 10% from being fully charged on the batteries. I live off the grid here, and so we power the repeaters and as well as the whole home front by the solar. And when we don't have the solar or the sunlight, we use a generator to charge the batteries. Not quite ideal, but it does get the job done. But I do love the free power. What was the handle there?
Yeah, the name's Richard. You might remember me by my old call if I talked to you when I had it, KJ5DWA. I'm over here in Paris, Texas.
Oh, yeah. I think your voice sounded familiar, but I just didn't have, I guess the call didn't ring a bell. I just turned 80 years old here a couple of weeks ago, so, hey, forgive me if I forget something. Life is fun as you get older. You get more laughs. you're right. Solar power, that's the way to go up here. And this is the first time I've done this. I've got the net log up, and I saw you had a net going here. And so I thought, I'd play with that. I downloaded that yesterday and just playing around with it and kind of see how it all worked. And downloaded the copy for the iPad, and I also have the desktop version for the iMac. And back to you.
KC2NLK, anyone copy? Yeah, Ken, thanks for checking in and good to hear you. And hello, Bruce. KC2NLK, WB9CSP. Welcome to my net. How are you today?
Good, thank you. I'm in a new area, and I got a new cell phone because I broke my other one and this is working a little differently, especially on Echo Link. So I just wanted to make sure I was making these repeaters. Thank you for your time. KC2NLK.
Well, you're welcome back anytime, Bruce, and it's working perfectly fine for you. You sound great. So thanks for stopping in and making sure your stuff is working. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check and see everything that come now? WB9CST. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the everything that this is WB9CSP. All right, there we go. I had to connect something else up. I forgot about. There we go. Anyone else wishing to check in? This is WB9CSP, Richard in Paris, Texas.
1SJV repeater system.
Well, since I guess no check-ins at the moment, we got enough people that I can ask if anyone has any announcements they'd like to make. You have an announcement. Now is a pretty good time to bring it up. WB9CST, go ahead if anyone has any announcements. Let me call back on somebody and see if they're still there. N08F, Tony, I believe. I hope I got that right. Are you still there, WB9CST? Yeah, since you guys' repeater and club are pretty new to my net, do you have a net on there that people can check into on Echolink?
Actually, yes, we do. Annette, KK7YDB, checks into our nets every now and then. We are Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Victor on Echolink, KE8RV, and we have nets on Tuesday night. It's a directed net with a topic. We have a trivia net on Thursday night. And then on Friday nights, we have a net called the Whatchamacallit Net, where you talk about anything you want. And those all start at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central.
Wow, the Whatchamacallit Net sounds about like the everything net. I might have to try and check into it sometime if I can remember. But, yeah, I'm glad that I can find more nets on Echolink. There's not too many around, so having those is definitely fun.
There is another net on Thursday nights that I check into in Champaign County, Ohio. The Echolink node is NAWEN/R. And that is Thursday nights at 9:30. And sometimes the Echolink gets changed over to 1 1/4 meters, 220 for my net on Monday nights at 9 p.m. So occasionally we'll have a Echolink on that. It wasn't on last week, but you know, you can always check in here if you hear the net on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. And if it is, you can check in. If not, you know, it obviously didn't get switched over, so, back to net control. This is NOAF.
Okay. Thanks for the info, and I'll have to try and remember those. Thanks for giving me some information. John, are you still there? W8TOY. You know I'm going to ask you.
Would that be the Sunday Night Net at 9 o'clock on 146.04 or WHP? And then there's the DMR Net. Those are Michigan DMR nets, mostly, so anyway, we'll just go with the Hazel Park net this week.
Hey, that works with me. I've got, I lost track. I've got you guys, now I've got Madison County, I've got St. Louis Radio Club, and I've got a radio club out of Maine, so that's about five. That's pretty good, actually. But thanks for that info. Anybody else have any announcements they'd like to make, WB9TSC?
I would like to make one other net announcement.
Yeah, go for it, John.
That's Brad's trivia net. He spends a lot of time researching for questions that are usually pretty interesting and never get 100%, come close. I actually won last week for the first time because it was on the 70s. And the 60s and the 70s is definitely my time of life. But it's on the TGIF, not the Brandmeister, but TGIF, DMR Network. And it's talk group 31268, 31268. If you have TGIF, it's definitely worth making the trip at 7:30 tonight, Eastern Time, on 31268. Come one, come all. See if you can beat me at trivia.
Yeah, roger that, John. Well, thanks for the announcements for the net. I'm glad we have some more participants and people have some options to go check out. So, yeah, I think this is turning out pretty nice, I have to say. I'm glad I started doing this net. It's pretty fun. And I'm glad I've got new people coming, so that's nice, too. With that, anybody else wishing to check in? This is the Everything Net, WB9CFP.
Good afternoon. This is K24OUX. Name is Vince, and I'm out of Columbus, North Carolina. And there is a ton of different Echo Link that you can go to on the Echo Link there. Back to net control.
Vince, hey, how are you doing? I haven't talked to you in a little bit. How are things down in Florida? And today's question is, are you a pop drinker or a tea drinker? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a tea drinker, like I said. Pop drinker, you know, I don't go with that, all that sweet stuff out there. But If you're looking, as it says, for any kind of Echolink repeaters or whatever, you've got to go onto YouTube, not YouTube, but you go onto Google and Google it, and you're going to find out that you can probably talk around the world on these various nets that are out there, and there's a ton of them. I kind of downloaded on a piece of paper. I got about 34 sheets of paper down here with all different nets from all different times, from Monday through Sunday. And like I said, there are just so many of them. You just can't hit them all at one time, if you know what I mean. There's quite a few. But right now, like I said, I'm looking at probably 32 of them for Saturday only. So like I said, and there's, like I said, various nets that you can go to, depending which one you want to go to. This is KQ4OUX, back to net control.
Yeah, Roger that. Thanks for checking in, and I'll, since it's getting close to the bottom of the hour, oh, well, he's gone. I was going to grab Ken, and I didn't say 7-3s, but that's okay. We'll go for a few more here, and then I'll start the 7-3 rounds anyway. So thanks for checking in, Vince, and yeah, good to hear you. I'm glad you stopped in. I was kind of wondering how you were. But I'll go for one or two more here, and then I think I'll start the 7-3 round. So, anybody else anywhere wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP.
KF0TWD.
Okay, there we go. My proxy, I guess, decided to fail on me. Alright, I guess I'm having some technical difficulties at the moment. The person on the HandyGam conference, can you give me your call again? Sorry about that.
Yes, KF0 TWT, Kilo Foxtrot 0, Tango Whiskey Tango.
All right, there we go. I got you now. KF0 TWT, WB9CST. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather in Minnesota? And are you a pop or tea drinker is today's question. Go ahead.
This is Tom in Minneapolis, and the weather here is today, it's okay. Warmer, but, you know, gray, maybe 60 degrees out there. As far as pop versus tea, I don't really think of tea as being a cold beverage, honestly, so I'm a pop drinker, definitely, Diet Coke. Although I'll have an Arnie Palmer every once in a while.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I've never had an Arnold Palmer. Excuse me. But I want to try one. It sounds pretty good. So I might have to try that and see what it tastes like. But thanks for checking in, Tom. Definitely good to hear you. And glad you were able to stop in today. Alright, I think I'll do one more call before I run down to the bottom of the hour here. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net? This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. Right, I think somebody tried to check in, but she didn't hold the button quite long enough. There we go, I got it that time. Good afternoon, how are you? How's your day been? And are you a tea or pop drinker is today's question, go ahead.
Julia Zero Papa John here in Plymouth, Minnesota, and not sure I understand the question. It's OT or pop. Pop as long as it's decaffeinated, zero sugar, and equivalent beverages like that, which you can get at the various grocery stores. They're called like Sunburst and things like that. But it's the same idea. It's got some food coloring in it. It's got no sugar. And it's got no caffeine. So that's me. And day's going well. It's over at the gun club I belong to shoot trap, where I did my usual mediocre best. And so back to you, KJ0P.
Yeah, roger that, John. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. I'm glad you stopped in. Let me go all the way back up to the top of the list and start the 7-3 round. I'll come back before I close and give any last-minute people. Victor 31 Sierra November, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Well, I guess not. So we'll go to November 0, Oscar Quebec X-Ray. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. All right, not hearing him. John, you're up. WATOI, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Well, I guess John's not there. I don't think Annette's there, but I'll call her just in case. KK7YBP, WB9CFP, go ahead at the 7-3 round. She's there. Let's try and get Daniel. I think more and more people are starting to think that this is getting fine going kachunkity. So let's try and pick up some more people on this round. K6VP, Daniel, go ahead at the 7-3 rounds.
Well, okay, I don't really have anything to add. I will say that the pop that I used to drink was Mountain Dew, and that stuff looks pretty scary when you pour it in a clear glass. Looks kind of radioactive. K6VP, 7-3.
You know, I couldn't agree more with that. That does look kind of scary now that you mentioned it, so... Yeah, I never thought about it like that. But thanks for stopping in, Daniel. KS8DBM. Hopefully I got that call right. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST.
That's this WHQOY. I'm going to jump in for a second. I just want to thank you for running the net. It's always enjoyable, even though I do miss once in a while. It's hard on Saturday afternoon, but I do try the best I can to get in here. But I enjoy seeing and hearing, or not seeing, but hearing from people from all over the country and sometimes even other countries. So it's fun net, and I appreciate you doing it, Rich. It's WHQOY.
Yeah, I needed that one repeater for now. I keep forgetting it goes ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk when I connect it, so yeah. But thanks for coming back and grabbing your turn there, John. Glad you are able to check in when you can. So, let's see, where am I on my list? N-O-A-F, Tony, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over. Alright, I guess Tony's stepped away. N8BEK, go ahead at the 7-3 round. I want to say your name's Becky, but I don't want to botch it, so go ahead if you're still there.
EK, Bonnie. They announced your net the other night at our club meeting, our activity meeting, so I see you've had three of us on tonight, so that's encouraging, and hopefully I'll be able to make it next Saturday. Back to you. This is N8BEK.
Yeah, roger that, Bonnie. I was close. Thanks for checking in, and yeah, I'm glad some more of you guys from Ohio were able to check in. I hope to hear you and some other people next weekend. So, where am I? Jay, how could I forget your call? N-8-W-L, W-J-L, let's get it right. WB9-CSP, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Yeah, Rich, just remember. Just remember, I just know I'm about to get my call sign mixed up. Now, I always say this is November 8th. We just landed, or November 8th, we're just leaving. So, with that, Victor, I'll say 73. And if you don't mind, we'd like to catch you over there on Al's link. Give him a call sometime, yeah. We were just talking about you today. 73, then AWJ.
Yeah, definitely. Not a problem. I'll have to try and remember to do that. I've been meaning to do it anyway. I guess my timing's bad. Let's see. KA6SUB, already checked out via the AIM window. KC2NLK was an in and out. So that brings me to Vince. KQ40UX. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, Vince. WB9CST. Well, I'm not sure if he stepped away at the moment, so let me go to these other two people if they're also around, and then I'll come back to him. KF0TWT, Tom, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
I gotta say that when I get low on Diet Coke or I run out of Diet Coke, I do start to panic. Never thought about that until now. 73, this is KF0TWT.
Yep, it's all in the chemical makeup. Look it up sometime. Aspartame. But, yeah, Thanks for checking in, Tom. And last on the list before I go to Vince and also take last-minute check-ins is KJ0P. Go ahead, it's the 7-3 rounds.
Yeah, Richard, here is KJ0P, John out here in Wayzata, Minnesota now. These are suburbs of Minneapolis. And, well, you can mistake my name, J-O-H-N, by dropping the H to J-O-N. It'll still sound exactly the same, so you get an extra credit for dropping my H if you need to. 7-3, everybody, KJ0P.
Thanks, John, for checking in, and good to have you. Hope you're able to come back next week. And let me go back up to Vince and see if he's there. KQ4OUX, if you're still there, Vince, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Well, I guess he might have had to step away. That's all right. And with that, I'm at the bottom of the list. Any late checks? Anybody anywhere before I close down? Come now, WB9CSP. Anybody else anywhere before I close the net wishing to check in? Come now, WB9CSP. Well, I guess not. So, 5 minutes early. That's a new record. I've never had the net close a couple minutes early. Oh, well. So, with that, I'd like to thank everyone who checked in. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. And you can find all the information on the new and now working website, WB9CSP, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, YOLASite.com. Or you can go to my QIZ page. So with that, I'd like to thank everyone who checked in, no donors for letting me use their stuff, and the people who checked in with me. So with that, give me a minute to disconnect everything, and have a wonderful rest of your afternoon. WB9CSP.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 57 degrees.
KE8PWV. Anybody up that in the area that has some 80 meter access by chance? KE8PWV looking for a volunteer on 80 meters. KE8PWV, still looking for a volunteer. Anybody able to help on 80 meters just for a quick test? PWV, QSY over the Manchester machine.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 57 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 56 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 52 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 41 degrees.